Good morning for WRCO Sports. I am Bo Henricks in for Phil Nee. The Ithaca Bulldogs defeated the Kickapoo Panthers 13-3 on Thursday night in conference baseball action. The team was led by Caden Keller, who threw the complete game victory and from the plate hit a grand slam. Houston Boland added a two-run home run for the Bulldogs as Ithaca will host Cashton tonight. The varsity baseball team raised its record to 9-6 as Riverdale earned a well-deserved victory over Belmont Thursday night. Henry Drone and Owen Blankenship teamed up on the mound to hold Belmont in check, with Owen pitching the last 4 2/3 innings to pick up the win. Offensively, Eli Campbell would go 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs, while Henry Drone would also go 2-for-4 with 3 RBI. Landon Kenyon would go 2-for-3 with an RBI. The Chieftains will host Cuba City tonight in SWAL conference action. Weston scored a victory over Lafarge 20-4 as Trevor Westfall got the win on the mound, throwing 2 innings, allowing 4 hits, 0 walks, and 2 Ks as he earned 1 run. Eli Jennings pitched 1 inning, allowing no hits, no runs, 3 walks, and 3 Ks. Gavin Cast, 1 inning pitched, allowing 1 hit, 1 walk, and 3 Ks. Mason Van Coulter would pitch the last inning, allowing no runs, no hits, 1 walk, and 2 Ks. Leaders at the plate, Isaac Jennings had 2-for-2 with 2 singles and 4 runs scored. Brady Westfall was 2-for-4 with 2 singles, 2 RBI, and 2 runs scored. Trevor Westfall, 2-for-4 with 2 doubles, 2 RBIs, and 2 runs scored. Ross Alba, 1-for-3 with a double, an RBI, and 3 runs scored. Blake Bingham, 1-for-4 with a single and 2 runs scored. Ryan Greenwood, 1-for-3 with a single, an RBI, and 1 run scored. Gavin Cast, 1-for-5 with a home run, 3 RBIs and 2 runs scored. Jacob Keller, 1-for-3 with a double, 1 RBI and 1 run scored. Also in high school baseball, it was River Ridge getting the win over, Boscobel, 10-0 in 5 innings. Also, Seneca defeated DeSoto 5-2. It was Royal over Wanewalk Center 16-3, while North Crawford scored an 8-0 win over Wazika Steuben. And Viroqua defeated Luther 11-4. In high school softball, it was Richland Center 2, Prairie du Chien 1. Platteville topped River Valley 7-6. It was Mineral Point over Riverdale in 5 innings, 15-1, while Fenimore scored a 6-3 win over Iowa Grant. Dodgeville defeated Lancaster in 5 innings by a score of 16-4. Also in 5 innings, it was Royal over Wanewalk Center, 21-1. Westby defeated Black River Falls in 5 innings, 13-3, while it was Mineral Point over Cuba City in 6 innings, 10-0. Mineral Point played 2 games, early versus Riverdale, late versus Cuba City. The Hornet girls soccer battled River Valley Thursday evening and lost 3-0. Hornets held it scoreless at halftime and were playing confidently, but gave up some goals on simple fundamental and communication errors. Hornet keeper Olivia Dunnall continued to improve each game, working behind a restructured defense of Ella Stadler, Bryn Anderson, and Harper Glassbrenner, Ren Wilson, and Mariah Obaday. Dunnall recorded 17 saves on the night. River Valley kept the attack on all evening, including 10 corner kicks and only scoring on one after a rebound shot. Rowan May continued to work and control the center midfield, going after loose balls and attempting to set up her teammates. Hornets continue to improve each game this season and look forward to keeping that going down the stretch. In the Southwestern Invitational for track, it was Riverdale coming in fourth with 93 points. Also, it was Riverdale as they scored sixth place, and the boys with 19 points. The girls were the ones with 93. Also, with a preview of tonight's River Valley track meet, here's WRCO's Phil Nee.
River Valley will host a varsity track invitational this evening. Teams that will be there include Boscobel, Dodgeville, Fenimore, Ithaca Weston, Kickapoo Lafarge, Lancaster, Platteville, River Ridge, Riverdale, Viroqua. Of course, the host Blackhawks of River Valley, Richland Center will be there. I talked to head coach Michelle Lewis this week and asked her how the Richland Center track teams are preparing for the postseason over the course of the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's the hard part right now. The next couple of weeks, we have two meets each week. So it's finding that balance of pushing them, doing some harder workouts, but then also wanting to recover and not push them too hard. Last Friday, you know, the weekend was coming up, so we went out to the hills behind Simons, and we did quite the workout out there in the hills, but it was good for them.
So you kind of turned it into a cross-country meet and practice that night.
Yeah, the distance kids were so excited because, you know, that's kind of their bread and butter. So they took my sprinters under their wing, and, you know, I ran it with them, and I was like, you know what, we're going to push hard, and it's going to be a hard workout, but it's okay. It was a good team bonding experience, too. Some of the kids were handing out encouragement dandelions. So that's always fun just to see them encourage each other.
And having their coach run, you know, that's got to be like, hey, if I can do it, you can do it, right?
Yeah, I'm like, if your coach is doing this with you, you cannot complain. I still got a little bit of complaints, but I love running with them. It's good for me and good for them, and, yeah, it's just fun all around.
So you have everybody kind of where they need to be in terms of your relay teams and everything at this point in the season?
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of a battle because you want kids to shine in their individual events, but then you want to find the best fit for those relay events too. It's kind of a puzzle to mix together, but I think we kind of have everybody where we need them.
Where will the regionals and sectionals be held this year for Richland Center?
Regionals are in Wisconsin Dells. We didn't have a host for a long time, so we kept getting emails about that, and Wisconsin Dells took that for us, and then sectionals will be at McFarland.
Richland Center track coach Michelle Lewis, good luck to all the track teams headed out and about for invitationals tonight and this weekend. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thanks, Phil. Also coming up this weekend is the Varsity Baseball Triangular, which will take place as Richland Center, Southwestern, and Ithaca will be playing at Ithaca School. That will get underway at 10 o'clock. Also on Saturday for the Varsity Softball Triangular, Hillsborough, Richland Center, and Ithaca Weston will take part at Ithaca High School, also starting at 10 o'clock. Grace is combining fundraising with their prevention goals of getting people to be more active. The hope is for people to use this event as a motivator to start a training plan to get you moving and reducing cancer risk, as the Race for Grace will take place this Saturday at the Richland Center High School track. There will be a quarter-mile kids run, a one-mile fun run walk, a 5K fun run walk, and a 3.5-mile trail run. The varying distances of the events were done to provide opportunities for people of varying disabilities. The one-mile fun run walk will include the First Responders Challenge. There will also be pledge sheets for anyone who would like to raise additional funds for Grace. The trail run is new this year. It will be an off-road adventure with some challenging hills and beautiful views of Richland Center. Also new this year, all races start and finish on the Richland Center High School track. The timeline for Saturday will be in-person registration and packet pickup from 6:30 to 7:55 at the Richland Center High School track concession stand. To 7:55 will be the national anthem. At 8, the kids' quarter-mile race will start. 10 minutes later, the one-mile race will start. 8:15, the 5K and 3.5-mile trail run races will start. The one-mile race includes teams of first responders competing against each other. There will be separate divisions for firefighters, police, and EMS. Each team will have three or more members from the same department. Each team will have a race bib and will be competing against others in their division. For more information, you can visit walkwithgrace.com. Also, in home talent baseball this weekend, Saturday, Ridgeway will be at Dodgeville. Sunday's games have Verona at Muscadet, which was postponed to Saturday, May 30th at 6 p.m. That game moved there. Blanchardville will be at Schulzberg. It will be Pine Bluffs, Mount Horeb at Belleville, Wyota at Hollandale, and Argyle at Arena. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.